السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. In the 24th Sipara, there are two ayat that give us a lot of hope. The one ayat is in the first quarter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing all His bandas. Allah Ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Allah Ta'ala is telling Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to inform his servants that those servants of Allah Ta'ala who transgress their souls, not those who are pious, not those. Allah Ta'ala is addressing those who are transgressors, those who are sinful people, those who are disobedient. Even the kuffar are included. Even kuffar are included. Allah Ta'ala is addressing them too. Whether they acknowledge or don't acknowledge, but they too are the servants of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala says, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Then do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all sins. Allah Ta'ala is most forgiving. Allah Ta'ala is most merciful. So some sahaba radiallahu anhum, they express that we were very, very happy when we heard this ayat kareema. So no matter what guna a person committed, no matter what type of a life a person may have led, no matter what sins we got, we can turn to Allah Rabbul Izzat and Allah Ta'ala will forgive us. Hazrat Jimon Masihullah Rahmatullah Ali, he used to give this example, and then we heard this example from our Hazrat Mohammed Spatial Sahib Rahmatullah Ali also, and many other mashayikh, that a person is walking along the seashore and he is full of impurities. He is napak, his clothing is napak, his body is napak. And the ocean, Zuban-e Hal, the ocean is addressing him and telling him, bhai, come and take a bath in me. I will purify you, I will cleanse you. So he says to the ocean, that, look, I am afraid that if I have to jump into you, I am going to dirty your waters. The water will become dirty. So the ocean addresses him, oh you foolish one, where can you make my waters impure? You and many like you can take a bath in me, and absolutely nothing is going to happen to my waters. So like that, no matter what guna we got, no matter what sins we got, what type, whatever it may be, we must never ever think that this is too much for Allah Ta'ala to forgive. When a person starts thinking that his gunas are too much for Allah to forgive, then that too is pride. That he thinks his gunas are greater than Allah Pak's forgiveness. Whatever guna, we must turn to Allah Ta'ala and ask for forgiveness. The delay is from our part. We are not asking Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, then the delay is on our part. However, once we ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, then we must have yaqeen that Allah has forgiven us. Because Allah is telling us He will forgive us. So we must have conviction that Allah Ta'ala has forgiven us. And we mustn't allow those gunas to plague us. I have committed this in my life, and I have committed that in my life. Allah has forgiven us for all of that. Now we must forget about it. Sometime, shaitan makes a person think of his past sins. There's two things that can happen, and both are detrimental. When we think of past sins, two things can happen and both are detrimental. The one thing that will happen is we become despondent. What must be my condition? Will I ever be successful? Person thinks like that, he becomes despondent. So if he becomes despondent, this too is detrimental. Allah is telling him, don't become despondent, don't become mayus, don't lose hope. Be hopeful. Shaitan is the person who wants to make a person lose hope and feel down, I'm good for nothing and I'm useless. Humility is something else. And losing hope is something else. It's a very big difference. The second thing that will happen, as Mohammed Patel Sam Rahmatullahi used to say, you start playing all those old reels. You start playing the old reels. Now either you start thinking of those gunas with dilchaspi. How I enjoyed that thing that time. Did like this and like that. Or sometimes you even get influenced to go back to those gunas. So in those days, Hazrat Rahmatullah used to say that in the newspaper, they advertise what new movie is coming on the circuit. So a person who was a movie goer used to go on every weekend, go watch one movie and all that. So he used to check up now. What movie is there? Now he gave it up. He made Tawbah, he made Istighfar. But why still check? Because now if he's in a check, now if, oh, this actor is, oh. Now sometimes Shaitan can get him in a moment of weakness and he can end up saying, alright, just for old time's sake, man, one time, we'll just check it out now, one time. And today's time, anybody can get caught up. Before, the person wanted to go to the movie. Now, if he made Tawbah, he made Istighfar, he changed his life, how is he going to go? Because now he has to go there, stand in the queue, buy one ticket, there may be so many other people there. You see him there with his big dari, kurta, and so. What are you doing now? Yesterday you were making gush, now you're standing here in the movie line. But today's time, jeb mein. Just have to take out his phone. Just put there. Nobody can know what is it. Allah knows. Allah Ta'ala knows. And we read in the fourth quarter, Allah Ta'ala said, even the person's skin will give evidence against him. He'd address his skin. Why are you talking against me? قَالُوا لِجُلُودِهِمْ لِمَ شَهِدْتُمْ عَلَيْنَا. They would address their skin. So why are you giving evidence against me? And the skin will say, Allah has given us ability to talk. So where are we going to hide from Allah Ta'ala? We can't hide. So one is not to lose hope. Make tawbah, have yaqeen that Allah has forgiven us. And then forget about the guna. Finish. It's gone. Put it away. Allah wants us to remember Him, not remember sins. What are we going to do remembering sins? Remembering sins is a negative thing. Remember Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ وَدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala wants us to turn to Him. Allah is saying, you ask me, make dua to me, I will respond to you. And those who are too arrogant to worship Allah Ta'ala, then Allah says, they will go to Jahannam. So we must turn to Allah Ta'ala, we must take advantage of this. Remember Hazrat Azmu Abdul Haq Magda Sam Daun Barakatuh, they read 24 yesterday. He also spoke about this ayat kareema, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Hazma Ispatya Sam Rahmatullahi, he used to talk about the cell phone connections. The cell phone connection, So sometimes there is no connection. They say better connection, but there is no connection. You know, you've got no reception, no connection. And if a person uses it, nowadays they were all different contracts and all, but that time was expensive. You see, when the bill comes, to peshani par bal bhi aa jata hai. Get the bill, then you start perspiring. On your forehead, you start getting perspiration too. Allah Ta'ala's network is never ever no connection. Anytime a person wants to turn to Allah Ta'ala, Allah is there to listen to his banda. And Allah doesn't give us a bill also. No account also. One incident we hear from the Mashayikh, that one person, he had one idol, you know. So he used to worship the idol. So every time he's calling out to this idol, Ya Sanam. One day by mistake, he said, Ya Samad. And he got Jawab. So exactly how and what that we don't know. But the ibrat behind the story is that whole life he's calling out to the idol never responds. So the day he calls out to Allah Ta'ala, how can Allah not respond? Allah will respond. Because Allah is different from the idol. The idol can't hear, the idol can't see, the idol can't do anything. So if we turn to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Rabbul Izzat is there for us. Anyone who turns to Allah Ta'ala, take baby steps to Allah Ta'ala, Allah is just waiting. Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that hadith sharif, that Allah Ta'ala becomes more pleased when that banda turns to him than a person who is in the desert and he has lost his conveyance with all his saman, everything is gone, and now he thinks that this is the end of me now. So he just lays down somewhere and says, I'll just wait for death to come now. And all of a sudden now, his conveyance is in front of him, it returns to him with all the goods, his food, everything. So he becomes so pleased, so happy in that happiness, in the slip of the tongue, he says, You are my banda, I am your Rabb. Addressing Allah Ta'ala, the slip of the tongue, because he's intoxicated in happiness, say, You are my banda, I am your Rabb. Allah Ta'ala gets more happier than that person. When he is banda, sinful banda, person was off the track, and the person makes tawbah and he turns to Allah Ta'ala. Allah gets more happier. The other thing is that Allah Ta'ala mentions in there, وَلَا تَسْتَوِي الْحَسَنَةُ وَلَا السَّيِّئَةُ اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنْ فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةٌ كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ That repel evil with good, you know. Somebody is being bad to you, you be good to them. Show kindness, show concern, show muhabbat. Somebody is talking in a bad way, you speak in a nice way, in a good way. So what will happen? Then between you and that person who there was dushmani, there was adawat, now over a period of time, they will become the good friends. They will be muhabbat now. This is the chemia, the alchemy in good akhlaq. In good akhlaq, showing good for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, a person does it. You melt anybody with the with good akhlaq. As long as it is done for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, not for ulterior motives. So this, what Allah Pak is mentioning, is not only for outside. It's at home too, with the wife too, with the children too. The same thing applies, that if we have to show goodness, you show good, you will get goodness in return. You show muhabbat, you'll get muhabbat in return. But it mustn't be done for that reason, that I'm showing this person muhabbat, so this person must show me muhabbat in return. No. I must show muhabbat for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Whether that person reciprocates or not, that's no problem. As long as I did the right thing, I did the good thing, Allah will reward me. If that person reciprocates, that's just an added benefit. It's like in India, the dung of the cow they use it for many things. They take the dung of the cow and they flatten it. And then they make a heap with it and they allow for it to dry. That's one use. And then they use it as coal. Cow will use firewood and all that. And then they got other uses. So, sometime when we hear these things, hey, sis, the person says sis for that, but when he's taking the gel and putting in his hair with all the placenta and everything inside, then he's not making sis. We have forgotten what is cleanliness and what is what we don't know. When you talk about coming to basics, then that is sis. That's smelly and there's this and that. But other things what the kuffar promote, which is really filthy, that we don't make sis for. So khair. So Hazrat used to say that a person buys a cow in order to get the milk. He buys a cow so he can get the milk. The dung is by the way. He takes benefit from that dung, but that's by the way. He doesn't buy the cow in order to get dung. He buys the cow for the milk. Now, by the way, the dung also comes, and the dung also is used for some benefit. So like that, when we do a good deed, we do the good deed for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Then if insan also gets happy and insan also appreciates it and all that, then that's by the way. We don't do it for insan. But then we buying the cow for the dung. We don't do it for insan. Once Hazrat Mohammad Patel Sahib Rahmatullahi was in Karachi, and Hazrat Shaki Maktar Sahib Rahmatullahi asked him to deliver the Jummah Bayan. So in the Jummah Bayan, in Karachi many people they speak English. So they like it when one, two English words come in the bayan, so they say, oh, because they can understand it, like, so they get very, very happy. And Grez, what the influence they had on the whole world. So, Hazrat mentioned in that bayan, do for Allah's pleasure, and Allah will give you from His treasure. It's like a catchphrase, you know. So after the bayan, one person came to Hazrat and he said, you know what, you sorted out my whole life's problem. Then he explained himself. He said, no, I'm the big son. With my wife, we are living with my mother, you know. Father is passed away, you know, living with the mother. Nothing we can ever do right. No matter what we do is not enough. We are there every day. We see to her, look after her, give her medication. She's not well, rub her, see, give her food, whatever. But if my sister phones or her sister phone, you know, that means his auntie, whatever, she will be complaining about my wife, complaining about the children, complaining about... My brother, he don't even phone her. Now once in a while, eat time or something, he'll come. Now they'll take her for one drive, buy for one ice cream, and come back. Now, next day she's talking to her sister. Boy came, he took me, bought for me an ice cream. Like, all that now is such a big thing he did now. So he said, this thing used to finish me up. You get so upset, so upset. But today when you mention this thing, do for Allah's pleasure, Allah will give from His treasure. So now I put my whole alignment right. Whole alignment came right. It's a very important thing in our life. Whatever we do, don't have hopes on anyone. Don't have hopes. Azma Abdul Haq, Magda Sahab, on Barakatu, he mentioned, he said, when you come home, don't have hope there's food cooked for you. Don't have any hopes. You phone your wife, you said, now, you know what, I'm leaving on safar now. Don't have hopes that she's going to pack for you some patkos and she's going to get your bag ready. And don't have no hopes. Now, you got one friend, he's a wealthy person, you're starting on business, something in the back of your mind. When he always asks me, but you know what, you need anything, don't hesitate. So in the back of your mind, you're thinking, all right, now, you know, he'll back me up. Like, you know, as soon as you got hopes on insan, you can be very disappointed in your life and you can contaminate your heart. Don't have hopes on anyone. You only have hopes on Allah Ta'ala. So now if you had no hopes, there's no food at home, nothing is prepared, nothing. You got no hopes. Now if you come home and she made something, whatever she made, you make shukr. At least there's a meal cooked here, you know. But when you got hopes, today she's going to make that favorite of mine. No, I told her, I hinted this morning, she got the message, she's going to make my favorite, this, that. Now, I don't know what the day, the baby troubling, this, she had a headache, whatever, you don't know. Now you come in the evening, and instead of biryani, you got jamaat biryani. You got baked beans now instead of, now you're fuming. No, now your face gone like now. You drink lemon juice for breakfast and lunch, and now you're not talking. Now she, with now, what's the problem? No, nothing. That nothing is like a whole encyclopedia in its own. So, don't have hopes. You think, no, that person is my friend. So, he got a daughter. So, now when I take my son there for proposal, we are friends, man. You know, sort it out. Now, if you go there and they say no, now you're upset. Now you're making ghibat. Now you're talking. So you mustn't have hopes on anybody. And the last thing is you must keep a clean heart. Keep a clean heart. Now, to keep a clean heart where everything is neutral, there's no effort. You haven't caused any harm to me. I don't know you from nowhere. You haven't harmed me. Or even I know you, but all the time you're making shabash for me and you make... So I can keep clean heart with you. It's so easy. There's no effort. There's no kamal in that. If I got a clean heart for you, when you haven't done anything negative towards me, so what kamal there is in that now? There's no kamal there. The kamal is the person who I feel has harmed me. The person who I feel doesn't like me. The person who I feel speaks badly to me. He has done certain things. Right? I wanted to get that shop. He went behind my back. He knew I wanted the shop. And he went behind my back, spoke to the landlord, something offered on higher rental and all that, and he took that thing. Now for me to keep a clean heart towards him, that is kamal ki baat. That is an achievement. So, how does a person keep this clean heart? I mean, we are insan, we are emotional beings, right? Somebody does something to you, obviously you get upset, you get hurt. We don't have a stone in the chest, we have a heart in the chest. So you see, one is emotions. Emotions, Allah Ta'ala don't take us to task for emotions. Right? This is why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam made dua to Allah Ta'ala with regards to the Ummahatul Mu'mineen radiallahu anhunna ajma'in. So he said that, Ya Allah, in that which I have control of being fair, so that I am being fair, that which I got no control, don't take me to task. So ulama explained that what he was referring to is feelings, emotions, feelings, because that is something that can change from day to day. Things change. I mean, it happens between siblings too. One moment you're very close with one brother, then you have one fallout with that brother, then that day you don't want to see him, then tomorrow he's friend, you again his friend. Carries on like that, you know. That's all emotions. But what is my akhlaq towards a person? What is my akhlaq? Right, fine, he did this thing to me. Do I hate him inside? Do I want to see harm come to him? Then I got a problem. If I want to see harm come to him, if he fell down and I'm very happy he fell, that fellow, he took the shop from me. 10 years ago, this incident happened now, for example. I was taking that business, he went with a landlord. He knew my whole story because he was my friend. I gave him a whole business plan, what I'm going to open there, everything. I was confiding in him. And he knew also what rental landlord offered. I went behind my back, offered the landlord 2 rand more, and took that thing. Right? And he opened the same thing. Now, 10 years down the line, his business never worked out. Now, 10 years later, I am talking to other people. See, what goes around comes around. See, he thought he's too smart. You saw what happened now. Now he's in a problem now. So that means for 10 years I carried this baggage. For 10 years I'm waiting for his downfall. That is dangerous. Our heart must be clean. So how are we going to keep a clean heart? Number one, consider myself to be nothing. I'm nobody. If somebody saw me, by I'm deserving of more than that. He only saw me as his favor on me. I'm supposed to get more than that. So consider myself to be nothing. Number two, my belief in taqdeer must be very strong. That Allah is the doer. If I never get the shop, it's because Allah never wants me to get the shop. I did everything in a permissible way, whatever I... Now, if I never get the shop, that means Allah Ta'ala never wants me to get the shop finished. I must be pleased with that. Now, he got the shop. How he got the shop is not my business. To find out whether he went and offered 2 rand more, or what's the story, what... It's not my concern. It was in his taqdeer to get the shop. He got the shop. I make dua for him. Ya Allah, make khair for him. Give him barakat. Why must I get now so upset and all that? One friend told the other friend, see, you know that family. So, I want to get married they got a daughter, go and propose on my behalf. Go and put a proposal there on my behalf. So the friend goes to put the proposal. The father says, see, your friend, we don't know him. So we are not accepting his proposal. But if you are interested in getting married, we'll get her married to you. So he said, "Theek, no problem." Made the nikah. Now how he's going to face his friend now? So he goes to the friend, say, "You know what? This is what happened now. I went there all full, you know, your goodness at heart. I went and put your proposal. They turned it down. They turned down your proposal. But after that, now they proposed for me. So your mamla was over. They turned down your proposal. Finished. The story is over. Then now they proposed for me. So I accepted the proposal. So make maaf, you know. Don't take offense and all that." So that friend told him, "There's no need for you to ask for maaf. I must ask you for maaf. I was meddling in your takdeer. That woman was in your takdeer, the way I was going to propose there." You see, when a person has that iman on takdeer, that what's mine is going to come to me, what's not mine not going to come to me, so why must I get upset about anything? Now, what we want to do, if we want to come like CIDs now, KGB, CID, FBI, everything. Oh, she's talking like that. Wait, let me analyze each sentence now. That sentence is not hers. That one, I think she's speaking to that friend told her, must say like that. Okay, that number five sentence, no, that one is not hers, that's her mother. That sentence, no. That one is her brother's sentence. Now, how many people you falsely accusing? But gumani on how many people? Without any proof. Right? Now, maybe the mother did tell her. But do you know? But you are now developing evil thoughts. Now, her guna is her guna. Her mother's guna is the mother's guna. But what about my guna? Allah is telling me in the Quran Sharif, اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن إن بعد الظن إثم. Abstain from all this bad gumani. Some of this bad gumani is guna. Now what about me now? So, she said that, she said this, she said that. Now what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told me? I must show good akhlaq. So let me carry on showing good akhlaq. What she is doing, her problem. What stage she want to get in Jannah, that's left up to her. What stage I want to get in Jannah, that is left up to me. If she is not aiming too high for Jannah, what must I do? I must carry on aiming high for Jannah. If she don't want to aim high, that's her problem. If she is not respecting me as her husband, she is not following my rules, Allah Ta'ala is saying in the Quran Sharif, Ar-Rijalu Qawwamuna ala Nisa. The man now, basically, he is the Amir. Right? He is the Amir. He is the head in the house. Right? Allah is saying. And Allah is telling the husband, Ashiruhunna bil ma'aruf, Imsakum bi ma'aruf, or Tasrihum bi ihsan. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying, the best of you are those who are best to the wives, and I am the best to my wives. Right. So that is my job. Now, her job is to follow Ar-Rijalu Qawwamuna ala Nisa. If she is not following that, that's between her and Allah Pak. That's between her and Allah Pak. Right? I must see now what I'm supposed to be doing now. I must do the right thing. If it is coming now where she's overdoing it, she's breaking Allah's commands, she's being, what's the word? Nashiza. She is being nashiza. She is being fahisha. and I can't live with her now because my deen is getting affected. Then tasrihum bi ihsan. Allah has kept a way out. Either you're going to make sabr, imsakum bi ma'ruf, or tasrihum bi ihsan. But now we want to go in between that now. We don't want to make imsak bil ma'ruf. You say imsak with danda. So, you're not listening. No, right. Give your phone. Can't have phone no more. You're not listening. No more this for you. No more that. You're not dealing with a school child. Yeah? It's a wife. You know, don't listen. And no more you're going to mother's house now. And sometimes the person is even beating the wife up. He's hitting the wife. Now, when he's hitting the wife, he's thinking, no, he's sorting out. She's being naughty. So who allowed him that? Who gave him the permission to beat her up? One person, he was hitting the wife, being abusive. So, one day, the alim who's trying to help them now, counseling them, he said, no, you know, I'm fed up of her. She drives me crazy, drives me to do this and do that. And all. So the Maulana told him, the Sibai, is she so bad that, you know, she's making you do all these kind of things, you know. So then just release her from your nikah. So many times you have hit her, so you're not coming right. Release her. So what did he say? I must give a talaq. I must make the arsh of Allah shake. Now that is not even, I don't know, ulama will tell us, if they made tahqeeq on that, that was mashhur, mashhur ala al-sinatin nas, that you give a talaq, then you make the arsh of Allah Pak shake. But there is no hadith thing. That is hadith thing. People who say that thing, you make the arsh of Allah will shake when you issue a talaq. To issue a talaq is a permissible thing. To issue a talaq is permissible. It's the worst of the permissible thing, but it's permissible. It's not a guna or something. But to hit the wife, give punching, making a punching bag, blue eye and all that. Now who gave permission for that? So he's not worried about that part. But he can't give the talaq because the arsh of Allah will shake. It's upside down thinking. It's upside down thinking. So one is, I was telling you, one is emotions. You upset. Your wife did something and you are upset. Inside you, you are not happy, you're upset. Right, fine. That you are allowed. But how I'm treating her, I must not break the command of Allah. Whatever I'm doing, I must not now cross the boundary. And if she's just so bad that now, you know, can't work out, then let her go away nicely. But if you make sabr, you keep her and you make sabr, then how Allah will reward you and what Allah Ta'ala will give you. Every time that wife, she's talking badly to the husband and she's, even the hoors in Jannat too, they say, no, don't talk to him like that. He's just a mehman by you. He's just a mehman by you. Just now he's coming to us. Because that husband, he is being patient. That wife is taking advantage. She is talking to him anyhow, not respecting him. And he is making sabr, never mind. She'll come right. With hikmat, he is trying to work with her. Allah will love him for that. He is doing it for Allah's pleasure. But now, if he is now keeping hurt in his heart and hate in his heart, and now he's blaming the whole family and the whole, he's going into all the history. You see, shaitan makes a person overthink. Anything happens now, it makes a person, oh no. They turn down the proposal, no, must be jadu. Can't be anything else now. You start thinking now, deep now. Oh, that neighbor knew we come, oh, they must be told something. That's why the father asked me that question. You see, you overthink. That's why, you see, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, La taqul lo. Don't say if, all this if and but and, what you mean? Don't start making hijja rama of everything. Just accept, this is my taqdeer. I went there, I proposed, they said, no, this is my taqdeer. I went, applied there for the job, they didn't give me the job. It's my taqdeer, Allah got something else for me. I put an offer on that motor car, it never come through, it's my taqdeer. My wife, she spoke like this to me, fine, no problem. That's my way of earning jannat. Allah give me another mauka, yeah? Opportunity, I make sabr and earn jannat. That we finish. But now you want to start thinking now. So go into this thing now. I'm going to get to the bottom of this thing now. So now when you try to do that, a lot of problems happen. Then you start thinking badgumani. The heart, now you get malice in the heart, hatred in the heart. And now what, we just putting diseases and viruses, ruhani viruses in ourselves. Our peace is gone, we can't read namaz properly, we got a dirty heart now, and sometimes a dirty heart for wrong people for no reason too. So if we consider ourselves to be nobody, we have yaqeen in taqdeer, we accept the taqdeer. And we ensure that, look, whatever command of Allah Ta'ala is to me, I must do that. This person is a family member, my khala or whatever, and they did something that I'm not happy about. Right. That's between them and Allah Ta'ala. My duty is I must maintain family ties. So I must still maintain the family ties. I got no permission now to break off the family ties now. What is that person's guna? Just he is guna, no problem. Sometimes you get this, you know, like a, in a husband and wife now, they are divorced. Right? Husband and wife, they are divorced. The children, they're either going to go this way, they're going to go either staying with the father, staying with the mother, whatever. But that is the mother, that is the father. Even though the mother, maybe she ran away with somebody else, abandoned the children with the father, they stayed with the father, father bichara brought them up. Mother was not interested, she ran, went with somebody else. But that's my mother. What is Allah's hukam towards me regarding my mother? I must fulfill that. If she never fulfill my rights as her child, that's between her and Allah. I can't develop hate for her because I'm not allowed to hate her. In my heart, if I don't have high amount of love for her, Allah is not going to question me for that. But what are her hukuk over me? Whether I like it or not, I must fulfill it. I must fulfill it. Understand? So our life is governed by the Shariat. And we must live in that way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Pak give us tawfiq. Emotions will be there. Emotions will be there. Topsy-turvy, seesaw ride, everything. That will be there. But what is the hukam of Allah? Whatever the hukam of Allah is, I must comply with that. Khalas. Others are not complying just between them. Allah is not going to question me. Allah is not going to take me to task on the day of Qiyamah. Nobody's burden is going to put on somebody else. Allah is not going to question me why that person never fulfilled your rights. Allah will question me if I never fulfill that person's rights. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك نسألك الجنة ونعوذ بك من النار اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين آمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين.